to what you want to learn out to. I want to learn out Maaseh Sheni from Bechor. So even though the from the Bechor is Kodshim, but since I'm learning out to a Chulin, you go boss of the Lomud, then it's good. It's called Chulin. You can learn out a Hekesh from Hekesh. You go after we learning it out from. See, I'm learning out Maaseh Sheni the Chulin from Kodeshim of the Chor. So since learning it out from a Kodeshim, it still applies the cloud of Ein Lamedim Lomad Min Alamed. So Zilakashi, Maik Lameimer. How is it possible to learn out Maaseh Sheni from a Kodeshim Dikalocha of the Chor? If the Chor I only know from Hekish, there's the cloud of Kodeshim Ein Lamedim Lomad Min Alamed. Marin says, here is better. Dam u bosor chodem ulsi. I tell you, the dam and the bosor is one thing. Here by Bechor, it's not a real hekish. It's mamish like one. The bosor is a chelik of the korban, and the dam is like one. It's like a gilu milsa biyama. Just explaining to us in this pasuk, like when just like the dam, the same thing applies to the bosor. But this is not considered a real hekish. This is considered a gilu milsa. That's what it is. So therefore, just like the dam of the Bechor is only Bizman de Beis Hamikdash, the same thing, the eating of the Bosor is only Bizman de Beis Hamikdash, that's the Gilui. Once I know that's the Lach of the Bechor, now I have a Hekish. The Fnei Hashem Lekecha Techlenum, that it's only, a Maaseh Sheni is also only Bizman you have the Beis Hamikdash. Kitzur, that's beyond this price. That's the Lach, that Kitcha, Lishaita, Veloi Kitcha, Lasalovoi, the Kedusha Sabayis for Kabonis is not here, Bizman is there. And therefore, Maaseh Sheni is also tea today in Yerushalayim.
He's asking
okay.
What?
Kod Shei Kodoshim. Now the Mishnah says, our last Mishnah said, if you eat Kod Shei Kodoshim outside the Chayma. Yeah. So our Mishnah says that Kod Shei Kodoshim chutz l'kloim, if you eat it outside the Kodesh, or else Kod Shem Kalim, or Maaseh Sheni, outside Yerushalayim. Talmishta says, if you eat kachim kalim or maaseh sheni outside Yerushalayim, you receive malchus. The question is, tani mechod zimna. This halacha we learned in our first Mishnah. It says in the first Mishnah, maaseh sheni behegdish shalai niftu. If you eat maaseh sheni before you paper it, which means if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, before you redeem the kedusha, before you take your money and you paper the maaseh sheni, that was the first Mishnah you get malchus. So why do we have to have two Mishnayos in that if you eat Maaseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you receive Malkus? So Marin says, Amar Rab Yesi Bachanina. Seifa, our Mishnah here, Seifa, is talking about the Maaseh Sheni Tahor, a regular Maaseh Sheni, that the Maaseh itself is still Tahor. The Gavra Tahor, and the person that's eating it now is also Tahor. What's the problem? The Ka'ochel Chutz L'Chayma. He's eating his Maaseh Sheni outside the wall of Yerushalayim. So that's one lav. For that you receive Malkus. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. That any Jew, after he's mafresh his Maaseh Sheni, there's an issur to eat it until you bring it into Yerushalayim. If you eat it outside Yerushalayim without Pediya, there's a lav. We'll soon see where the lav is. That's our Mishnah. Reisha, what is the first Mishnah talking about in this parak? For Maaseh Sheni Tameh, where the Maaseh Sheni could even be inside Yerushalayim, just that it became Tameh. A Sheretz touched the Maaseh Sheni. For Gavra Tomei, or else the person is Tomei. For Kochel Eid Yerushalayim, and he's eating now this Maaseh Sheni inside Yerushalayim. So even though it's inside Yerushalayim, still there's a love. When the first Mishnah says, Maaseh Sheni Beg Nishalayim Niftu, is before you were plagiarist, it calls the man that has Kedusha. Even if you're inside Yerushalayim, there's a case that you receive Malkus. And that's if you're Tomei, or the Maaseh is Tomei.
You're not allowed to
feed the Maaseh Sheni. We'll soon see. That's only if you can eat it, if it's edible. But if it's not edible, if it's tummy, we hold you cooked.
If it's edible, I want to.
That's okay, but right now, we'll soon see. Samara says now, we have before Reb Lezer says, or we'll have it soon. So that's the two lavim, that's what the two Mishnah are talking about, two different cases. The tiny word like this, Rabbi Shimon says, when the prophet says, by Vidu you say, Lo bi'arti mimeni b'tummy, I did not eat this nicer when I was tummy. So what does it mean to say, b'tomei? It meant to say, bein shani tomei hutor, whether the person is tomei, and the maestress is tor, bein shani tor, whether the person is tor, v'tomei, and the maestress is tomei. He did not eat it. That's when he's speaking out of vidui, he did not do this. So that's how we know it's us to do it. But still, beichen muzor al achila, where is the lav?
How do I know I received Malkus? For Lord B'arati, I know it's also, but there's no lav there. How do I know there's a lav? Like our two Mishnahs and I say, the first Mishnah, if you eat Maisa Sheni when you're Tomei, that there's a lav. How do I know that? So, how do I know it? Any idea? So it says, Tuma Saguf Pejik Siv. You don't know, Pshita. Tuma Saguf, if you're Tomei and you eat Maisa Sheni, Pshita there's a lav. The prophet says, Nefesh Ashatiga Boy V'Tomei Aderiv. A person that's Tomei, he has Tuma till the evening, for Lo Yechem and Akadshim, he's not Larit from Kodeshim. And we darshan this Lachi, Lo Yechem and Akadshim here, means Maisa Sheni. So there's a clear pasuk that if you're Tomei, you're not Larit Maisa Sheni. Ela Tumas Atzmon Minayin, how do I know that the person is Tor, just the Maisa Sheni is Tomei? How do I know also there's a law to eat it, even in Yerushalayim? The pasuk says, Lo Yisucha Lecha V'Sherecha. You're not allowed to eat this in your gates, means that the basar is tameh, you cannot eat it inside Yerushalayim. Well, how in the way, another pasuk says, Bisharecha Teichlanu HaTameh V'Yator. That's talking about by a Bechor that has the mum. That's like Kodeshim that has the mum, Suli HaMekdoshim, that the Kedusha goes off the korban, and now you can eat it without the korban. So, even though it becomes tameh, still you're allowed to eat the Bechor. That's the pasuk of Bisharecha in Yerushalayim, in your gates, Tachlanu atame vator, that psul amigdoshim is mutter even though you're tummy. The Tani was not like this. The very Rabbi Shmuel, afilu tor tummy vator oichle mekorachas. Even though one person is the kohen is tummy and the yisrael next to him is tor, and one is eating bechor and one is eating regular meat, it's mutter. V'ein chashin, you're allowed to eat it together. Why? Because since it's a psul amigdoshim, it has a mum already. The kedusha goes off. There's no mitzvah to eat it for Tyra. You're allowed to eat it even though you tell me. So that's this pasuk of Vishurecha Teichlenu. You're allowed to eat it when you tell me. For the Kama Rachmona, the pasuk says though, Heich Tome Deshor Lecho Kabitor Hosom. That that I let you eat, the Psuli HaMekdoshim, when the Bechor has the Mum. That that I said you're allowed to eat it with a person that's Tomei, Hoch over here, by Maisa Sheni, Loi Teichel. You're not allowed to eat it. In other words, if you're afraid that the other person that's tummy, he may touch your Maisa Sheni, he may make a tummy, and then there'll be a law for you to eat it. So therefore, even though you're tor, you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni with another person that's tummy. Why? Because there's a law to eat the Maisa Sheni when it's tummy. Since the mocker, there's a law. That's the supposed to go, Loisucha Lecha B'Sherecha. That means in your shahr, you cannot eat your, in Yerushalayim, you cannot eat your Maisa Sheni with the person that's tummy. Because we're afraid he's going to be metame the Maisa Sheni, and then there's a law for you to eat it. This is the law that a person, even though you're tor, but if the Maisa Sheni is tummy, there's a law to eat it. You receive Malkus. That's Pshah now, first Mishnah. For the more now, Uminolai the bar pedihu, how do I know that you're allowed to be poitering? Our first Mishnah is saying, if you eat the Maisa Sheni, shalom yiftu. We say now, Pshan, the first Mishnah is that you have Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, just that it became Tamei. So there's a law not to eat it. But the Mishnah says only, because you were not paid for it yet. You did not redeem it on money. But Mashma, you could redeem it even inside Yerushalayim. How do I know that? We always say, in Yerushalayim, you can't be paid for Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, that's Torah, there's the mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim, and you cannot redeem it. So how do I know here, if it's Tamei, you could redeem it? From the Nelon the Bar Pedihu, the Yomer Rebbe Lazar was like this: Mina Yin LeMaisa Sheni SheNitme. It became Tummy. ShePoydin Oisai Afilu BiYushalayim. Even inside Yushalayim, still you're allowed to redeem it onto money, and then you could eat the Maisa Sheni. Tamalem, the pasuk says Loisuchal Seisai. You cannot carry it. Kolzaman, you cannot carry it into Yushalayim. You have a right to poyder it. Now, what does the word Seisai mean? Poshtim means you can't carry it, you're outside Yerushalayim. But we also darshin, v'yein seif, elo achila. That means you can also darshin, k'laisuchal seif, if you have no right to eat it. Anytime it's tamei, no matter where it is, that you cannot eat it, there's a klal, you could be poyder it. So it says, k'laisuchal seif, and the Poshtim says, then go and be poyder it. It means if you can't eat it, you also have the right to be poyder it. Shenem is a Poshtim in Bereshit that says, v'yisra ma'sois m'yes ponav, they carry the bundles in front of him, the bundles of tfuah. So you see, food is seis. Here also, kloisucha seis means if you have no het to eat it, where it's tamei, then you have a right to be paid to the Maisa Sheni, even inside Yerushalayim.
Just try now first Mishnah, that if you were not poider it, then it's a lav. If you poider it, it's okay. Amar Rav Beivoy. Amar Rav Beivoy, Amar Rav Asi. Minayin l'maisa sheni tor, shepoide noisa yafilu bepsi achas, chutz l'choyma. Now I'm showing you one footstep outside Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, ki yirchach l'chol makom. If it's far for you to carry the maisa sheni to Yerushalayim, then the Torah gives you a heter of pedia. How do I know even if you're only one footstep outside Yerushalayim, it's not hard. Bring it inside. So how do I know still, if you want to eat it outside, you're allowed to be poide with there? Shelev, the Pasuk says, as long as you cannot carry, it means as long as there's something to carry, as long as you're outside, here it doesn't say yirchak, you're far away. Just, I cannot carry it in, there's nothing to be pointed with. That's what the Chiddush is, kloisuchal seisoi. But the Marno, we need it already for the drasha, that even though you're inside Yerushalayim, if the Maaseh Sheni is tameh, that you cannot eat it, you're allowed to be pointed with it. So how do I know this Chiddush, that even if it's one footstep outside Yerushalayim and it's tahor? In Kane, the answer is no, I learn out both. Because in Kane, if it's only for one thing of Maisa Sheni Tomei, Leima Kroloi Sucha Loichloi. The Apostle should ask that clearly. He cannot eat it. My Seisoi, why does the Apostle say a Lashon of Seisoi, which also means carrying? It also means eating, but it means carrying also. So therefore, it comes to teach us this halacha. That even though you only have one footstep to bring it into Yerushalayim, as long as you're outside, you can say you have to carry it in, you could be part of it. But the more of so, the aim of kulul hachiyu biyasa. Maybe the whole pasuk is only for this chiddush that you could be poided the maaseh sheni even 1 inch outside Yerushalayim. But maybe once it's brought inside, even though it's tamei, maybe there's no din pediyah. Like how do I know to make a blessed drasha? Maybe I'll only make this drasha. Klaisucha seisai. As long as you have to carry it in, you could be poided it. But maybe once it's inside, there's no heft to pidyon at all. So Mar says no in Cain. And that was the Opshan the Pasik, Lay Makro, Loy Socha Litloy. Should have said a Lashon of Litloy. You cannot take it. As long as there's some taking involved, as long as it's outside Yerushalayim, you could be paid to it. My Seisoi, why does the Pasik use the Lashon of Seisoi, which also means eating? Shvamina Tati. From here we learn out two things that the Pasik is teaching us. Kozuman, you have to carry it in. As long as you're 1 inch outside Yerushalayim, you could be paid to the Maaseh Sheni. And secondly, close the mind, you cannot eat it, even though it's inside. If it's tummy, you also have a head start to be pointed. All right, turn it. Now, Yosef, Rav Chanina, Rav Oshio, Vekomi Boyelu, Apitzcha Yerushalayim Mahu. So the Rashi in the back picks up the gears. It doesn't mean they were sitting by the Pesach of Yerushalayim. And they asked the question like this. Pshita, it's poshut for us, who bachutz, if the Jew is outside Yerushalayim, whom asoid of nim, he already brought his bundles of Maaseh Sheni inside Yerushalayim, inside the Chayma, kotul mechitzas. Pshita, if the Maaseh Sheni itself was brought inside Yerushalayim, you're carrying it with a stick in front of you, and the stick in front of you reached inside the Chayma, and you're still outside, pshita, you go after the Maaseh Sheni. That now you cannot be poidur anymore, but you have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. What's going to be the opposite way? Hu b'fnim, the Yisrael reached already Yerushalayim, and he has his bundle hanging in back of him, 2 feet in back of him. Umasol b'chutz, or he's dragging it along, and his bundle is still outside the Chayma. Mao, could now he stops, and he wants to go outside and be poidur the Maaseh Sheni and eat it there. Can he do it or not? So that's the Shaila. So Tana, we learn like this. Tana lu ahu saba, tevei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He learned that from the Vayyar B'Shem Ben Yechoi. The Pasuk says, Ki yarchot mimcho amokim, that if it's far away from you, so Dashi mimcho means mimluecho, that it has to be completely away from you. Rashi says, like mimluecho means mikol milushloch, completely away from you. O masa shalodam choshim luyoi, lepeinu mimochnim mikzecho, dechozuma shirocho mikzoscho, ye nifto, hele ki yarchot mimluecho has to be completely away from you. Toda. That's when you could be plagiarized. If you're completely outside Yerushalayim, avu keshata b'fnim. But if like you are inside Yerushalayim, oy masecha b'fnim, lo rochot me'amokam mimluecho. The place is not far away from you completely. In other words, mimcha v'dashning, you have to be completely outside Yerushalayim. If you're inside, Even though your tfu is outside, still it's not called yirchak mimcha. It's not called away from you. Since you are inside, that's no good. Once you reach Yerushalayim now, you can't be poisoned. Here, this first question. Now, boyra papa, noket lo v'kanya mai. What's going to be if the person is holding on to it, v'kanya with a string? What will be now? Shashimau kivun delav mamish. I'll say for you, ein zem luyay, v'rayu kamutul oritz, v'nifta. In the case, the first shot is, he's holding it. So then, since you're inside, that's the sibling inside. What's going to be, you're not holding it. But it's on the floor. Just as attached to you with a string. You have a pulley. You're pulling it along. It's 2 feet outside Yerushalayim, and you're inside. But it's on the ground outside Yerushalayim. So maybe here it's better. Maybe since you're not carrying it, it's not called part of you. So we look at it by itself, it's outside. I do know. Maybe since you're holding onto the string, it's still called attached to you. Since you're inside, it also considered inside. Teiku, this is a good doubt. See, if you're holding it in your hand and you're in the stick, you're holding it on your shoulders. But a long stick is 2 feet in back of you. Ramshita is called Koltes Yerushalayim. But it's on the floor, just you have a string attached, this is a suffix in the Gemara. Is that called part of you? Or do we look at it by itself, it's outside Yerushalayim. Teiku. It's away from Shpani Eliyahu. Called you. Nimbe. Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yechanan, Maisa Sheini Mi'ei Masai Chayavim Olav, when you chay for Maisa Sheini, Mishiro Pnei Achoyma. When you chay with Yit, the Quintus Mandi Yomo, you only have a lot of Yit Maisa Sheini outside Yerushalayim if it first came into Yerushalayim, and then you take it out. But if it never came in, there's no lot of eating Maisa Sheini outside Yerushalayim. So he goes, Mi'ei Masai Chayavim Olav, when you chay with Malkis, if Yit Maisa Sheini outside Yerushalayim, Mishiro Pnei Achoyma. If it one came inside Yerushalayim, and now you take it outside, that's when you have the lav. But otherwise, there's no lav. There's only an Isser Asay, not a lav. My timer, the other quote, the poster says, L'fnei Hashem L'chechot Echlenu, Shona V'Shona. So it's mashmi, eat it inside Yerushalayim. Well, then it says, K'lo Yisuch Alecha B'Sharecha. You cannot eat it outside Yerushalayim. So what does this mean? Kol Heichot the Karina Bey, L'fnei Hashem L'chechot Echlenu, once you brought the Maisa Sheni once, inside Yerushalayim, that you allowed to eat it, now, Karinim Bey, Loisuch Alecha B'Sharecha. Now there's the lav. If you take this Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim and eat it now outside, now you have the lav. But for Kol Heicha, like Karinim Bey, Lefnei Hashem L'chechot Echlenu, Kol Zeman, you did not bring the Maisa Sheni inside Yerushalayim. You never had the mitzvah tesei to eat it here yet. Like Karinim Bey, we do not call it Loisuch Alecha B'Sharecha. You do not have this lav of eating it outside. So that's what our Mishnah says, if you eat Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, means it was once brought in, and then you take it out. Next, I have a question on this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Koyin Sha'olsa Biyodai, Teina Shotevel, a Koyin that has in his hand, a Teina, a fig, of Tevel that grew in Eretz Yisrael. He did not take over Shumas and Maisa yet. And Omri says like this, Teina Zu, this fig, Shumasai Biyuksa, the Truma should be near the stalk of it. Near the pit of the what we call the orchid, the stem of it. My Sarisha and Bitsoina. The My Sarisha should be on the north side of this fig. Or My Sashaini Lidroima. The My Sashaini should be on the south side of it. Vishna's My Sashaini is the year of My Sashaini of Hub Yishlaim, and he's inside Yishlaim, so now he can eat it. He took with Mafresh the My Sashaini, and he's inside Yishlaim. Or else, Oi My Sarani. Let's say it was the third year or the sixth year, and now you have My Sarani to take care of. The whole big bulin, and he's outside your Eretz Yisrael, Ochla, he eats it,